Okay, so let's dig into a really critical tension point in the Australian mortgage world today. Loan turnaround time. TAT for short. Our mission really is to unpack why some home loan approvals can apparently happen in just 4 hours, while others, sometimes files that look pretty similar, drag out for, 7 days or even more.
Yeah, and it's fascinating because this isn't just some internal process thing. It's actually a major competitive vulnerability. If you look at the data, client satisfaction with approval speed, it really lags in the broker channel. You've got, 53% satisfied? Compare that to the bank's own direct channels at 61% satisfied. So there's this 8-point gap. And that gap, fundamentally, is the cost of uncertainty for the client.
Right, uncertainty. And in a fast-moving property market, that uncertainty isn't just frustrating. It carries real risk, doesn't it? We hear lenders talking about, these targets like 4-hour approvals if the file's perfect. But then the average TAT across the board is sitting at maybe 4 to 7 business days. That's a huge difference. If the system can do it in hours, what's adding potentially a full working week to the average?
It points to something structural, really. Lenders are basically running a two-track system, a kind of triage. If your application comes in absolutely perfect, everything digitally verified, meets all the automated checks first time, boom, it hits the fast lane. That's where you might see that 4-hour approval. But, and this is the key part, if it's imperfect, maybe it's missing some up-to-date info, or it fails just one data check, it gets kicked out immediately, shunted straight over to the slow manual queue. And that adds, typically, 3 to 6 days right there.
Okay. So the real bottleneck isn't necessarily the bank being slow overall. It's the input. It's the quality and completeness of the applications brokers are actually submitting.
Precisely. That's the core diagnosis. And this really demands a pretty big strategic rethink from brokers. Think about it in this kind of market. That delay, that extra week of waiting, it creates huge costs for the client, both financial and emotional. You could lose the property at auction. You might forfeit a big deposit, miss a crucial settlement date. These costs, they often completely dwarf any tiny saving you might get by chasing, say, 5 or 10 basis points on the rate at a slower lender. So the broker's role needs to shift, maybe from just rate finder towards being a guarantor of certainty and speed.
Okay, but hold on. Isn't finding the best possible rate still, fundamental to what a broker does? How do you square prioritizing speed over getting that slightly lower rate?
It's about redefining what best interest really means in practice today. Smart brokers need to see TAT not as just a fixed number for each lender, but as something dynamic. It changes. They need to use real-time information to pick the path that offers the most certainty, the highest speed, even if it means sacrificing a tiny rate advantage. And here's where it gets, really interesting from a compliance perspective, too.
Compliance? How does speed tie into compliance? I thought that was more about disclosures and paperwork.
Well, yes, historically maybe. But under the best interests, duty BID, acting promptly, is a key part of providing high-quality service. Think about it. Submitting a clean, perfect file that sails through for a 4-hour approval. That's probably the clearest possible proof you've acted efficiently and properly, you've met the promptly and properly test. Conversely, if you lodge a rushed, incomplete application just to kind of, get it in the queue, you could argue you haven't acted promptly. That could potentially be seen as falling short of BID.
Wow, okay. That reframes things quite a bit.
Yeah.
So this gap between 4 hours and 7 days, the way to close it is really through aiming for perfection on submission, using the digital tools available.
Exactly. It's the digital imperative. We're talking zero-touch processing. Platforms like NextGen or Apply Online, they aren't just for submitting. They have built-in tools for validation, for policy checks. You need to use those proactively before you hit submit. Ensure that data integrity is verifiable up front. That's really the only reliable way to avoid getting dumped into that manual review pile.
So it requires a really disciplined internal process, not just ticking boxes. Source material mentioned a 12-point unconditional approval submission checklist. What kind of things are on that? What's the common tripwire?
Yeah, things like that checklist help operationalize perfection. Common failures. Often it's income evidence that's not quite current or easily verifiable. Or maybe not confirming the lender's policy actually fits all the applicants right at the start. The checklist forces you to cover off all the critical elements up front, ordering the valuation immediately, ensuring ID verification is totally complete, everything. You're essentially proving eligibility and verification before the lender even needs to ask a question. That's what gets you on the fast track.
So let's wrap this up. What does this all mean for you, the broker listening? It sounds like the power to close that satisfaction gap we talked about. It's largely in your hands. It's about mastering the process, not just hunting for the absolute lowest rate. Time saved equals happier clients and maybe even stronger compliance.
Absolutely. That time saved translates directly into client satisfaction and, yes, better compliance assurance. So here's something for you to think about. If we know a fully complete, digitally perfect application can be approved in just 4 hours, what specific friction point in your own workflow right now? Maybe it's how you collect pay slips, maybe it's a final check you skip what's costing you, and more importantly, your clients 3, 4, maybe 7 days of that really stressful uncertainty. That cost is something you actually have the power to eliminate.